Zain El Haytoshin Lamed Vav, September 2nd, 1976.
What's the significance of the minyan of 39? Omar Rabbi Yechanan, she must on kulam be'al mechod chayiv al kol achas ve'achas. That if he performed all the lamites meloches, and it was his day Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that it's also to light on Shabbos, he didn't know it's also to carry on Shabbos, he didn't know it's also to bizarre on Shabbos, so then it's chayiv al kol achas ve'achas. That's the halacha, the shgogis of Shabbos. That if it's day meloches, a shigda Shabbos, he did so many meloches, because he forgot that it was Shabbos, he thought it was Friday, Sunday. So it's one shgogo that brought about all these meloches. So memele is chayiv one chatos. But if he knew it was Shabbos, but he was mistaken as to this meloche, as to that meloche, he didn't know this is a meloche, that is a meloche, so then it's chayiv kol achas v'achas. Miyon al omeli leis tovis meloche da zereya achirish van el chazinen I aboim chosar achasin shimoson boli dacho shimisal mukorel chashabes imenu chayiv kamach hatoyisal hazereya v'achirish. Now, so first the Mishnah mentions Zereya, sowing, and then plowing, Chirish. But ordinarily, so the plowing, the Chirish comes before the Zereya. Merde Mikrev Kar Vibreish, the Chirish comes first. Least the Chirish, or the least the Zereya. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Tanibar Tisroel Kore, Yizare Bereish, Voda Kar. So now Tisroel, they were accustomed first to sow and then to plow. Mirvikar bechir shebeat soil koshi v'yochel echase is below yichrishi v'ashmin on danam echrishi. Alright. Tone hazireya v'azeimei v'aniteya v'amavrir v'amarkiv kulam lo achase. Zireya means sowing, when you put the seeds in the ground, and zeimei is pruning, let's say when you pluck out the twigs that are not good for growth. So by plucking out the bad twigs, so then you promote the growth. Vaniteya, if you plant, vamavrich, if you bend, or amark, if you graft. So kulam ulach achas. Maiko mashmalon. Oko mashmalon, isim lochas harbi, mim loch achas, in chayiv alachas. Now let's see the Rashi. Kulam ulach achas, di zeime aname, litzmuchi ilonehu. Because the purpose of blocking out the bad twigs is to promote growth. V'navke mine, v'yobed likulem b'had zereya l'mechayev l'achot. So if, let's say, someone is zereya and additionally prunes, he's a meyer, so he's chayev only one chatus. Do yisem loches ab. Zereya av meloche, v'niteya na me'av meloche. Dehayne zereya, elo sheze bizroyim, וזה בילונץ וכי מבריך ומרקי אבל זה מרטלות. So Rashi Shitin is that Zereya and Niteya are oves, Mavrich and Markiv are also oves, because it's the same thing, that's different ways of planting. So that's a pulley, is a pulley of making something to grow. Mashenkin Zeymer is it a lot, because Zeymeya, so you see, in respect to Zereya and Niteya, Mavrich or Markiv, so it's the same kind of pulley. Zeymeya, the tzad hashoveh shebehen of Zereya and Niteya and Mavrich or Markiv is that you put something in the ground in order to produce growth. Masheinkin Zeymeya, you don't put something in the ground. On the contrary, you take out something, you pull out bad twigs, but the result is the same, but the nature of the act is different. So mele zereya and niteya mavrich amarkiv, where it's not only that the objective and the result are the same, But even the act is the same kind of act. In one case you put a branch, in the other case you put a seed, but it's the same kind of act. Some melee they are obvious. Mashenkin zeimeh pruning, so it's a different kind of an act. You pull out, you don't put in something in the ground, but that pulling out, the plucking of the bad twigs, so conduces growth. Some melee it's a dilemma. This is Rashi. Aber sehen wir zu was. Omar Ravache, Omar Ravchie, Barashe, Omar Ravame, Zeime, Chayev, Mishinetea. If one prunes, he plucks out bad twigs, so he's Chayev, Vaichatos, and the score of Netea. Vanetea, Vamar, Zerich, Vamar, Kipchaye. Mishim Zereya, Ey, Mishinetea, Lei. So, in other words, so Mavrich and Markif is Chayev Mishum Zereya and Mishum Teya Loi Eime Af Mishum Zereya. Now let's see the Rashi. Zeime Chayev Mishum Tol De Niteya Ili Tzmucho V'Niteya Gufi V'Chei Mavrich and Markif Chayev Mishum Zereya Kaleimach Inu Name Zereya Zeav Bisroim Zeav Bilonis משום תהיה עלי, אמר לכם מה עקב כל אין מאף משום זריה דהר זריה בילוניס ויובד לו, so what does it mean? היא ישחייב משום נתיה היא ישחייב משום זריה אני ישחייב אף משום זריה אין משום תהיה זו צחייב but it doesn't mean היא ישחייב תוך התויס it means that if היא זריה אין זה מאיר so היא ישחייב one חתוס if היא נתיה אין זה מאיר היא זו צחייב one חתוס The Har Zri Beloni was Zimmer Chayv Chode Vesule. Alright. Now let's see. So Rashi Shite is that Zereya and Niteya and Mavrich and Markif are Oves and Zemir is a Lod. The Rambam Shite is a little different. The Rambam Shite is that even Zemir is an Av. פרק ז' מלכה שבס, הלוך הגימו. הלוך הבס, הלוך הגימו. כל אלו המלוכס, וכל שהוא מיונו ממניקו עם אוביס מלוכס. כיצד הוא מיונו? איך עוד אחרי שיחי פרו יסחי צערי זהב מלוכס? שכל האחס והאחס מהן חבירה בקרקע ועניין אחד. וכן הזרי הזרוי, או יעניתי הילוניס, או יעמברי חילוניס, או יעמרקיב, או יעזמר. So you mention זה מתוק. כל אלו אוב אחדי מיובס מלוכס ועניין אחדו שכל אחס מהן לצמר דובו הוא משחב. So the objective is to produce plants, to produce growth. So the Rambam includes Zeymer also as an av. And what is it? It is now then the Rambam in Alochetes again, he reiterates the same thing. Hoise milochis arbe mei milocha achas be'elo mechod in chayev lechados achas keitzat harei shezora v'inota v'hivrich v'hirki v'zomar be'elo mechod in chayev lechados achas shekulom av echodei v'chin kol kaitz v'zeh. So the shittes Rambam is that besides tilode there is such a thing as mein av. So, Zeymer and Mavrich and Markiv are all main up. Masheinkein, let's say if somebody is Mashkes Roim, he pours water on grass, so then that's it alone. Now, the Magid Mishneh in Aloche Dalet says as follows. Vidah shekavonis Rabbeinu hi, shekol meloche shidim elav vidim yin gomo. אלא שחלוקו ממנו באיחוס הפולו או באיחוס הניפה הרי זו אוף כמייסו אבל מלוך העדים אלו במקצס זו היא הנקחת אלו והמושל בזה הקיצר והביצר שהם בדימים גומו. So in other words, it's the same kind of act. In other words, of cutting off from the mechuda. Elo shechluki manifoli. In one case it's lui, in another case it's grapes, in another case it's aisim, and so on. V'chin azreya v'niteya v'chin achirej v'achife. Sheim chluki eichus apule, but it's the same kind of egg. Aval him dimi gomo. That's why it's a dimi gomo. Alei imam ukulum ulachazarasein. Sheim bonu lechalik be'en nechlag min azroim gamkein, uv min akeli ma sheyase be'en v'chayitz v'zeh. אבל בשאין שום לקצז דמיין כי נמחת לך סיירק שנדעי מלתחינה רק ביוסיס מגופחות גופים רבים אף על פי שהתחינו משנה הגוף הראשון לגמרי ונחי תוך קיין זו יתולוגה ועקב זה נתרקו. Alright, so so far we saw two שיטס הראשון. The sheet of Rashi is that the Zeriah and Niteya and Mavrich and Malakif are obvious but they merit a lot. Shittes Rashi. Shittes Rambam is that not only these that Rashi considers as obvious are obvious, but even Zeimeyer is a not. Now let's see the Rach. The Rach had mentioned here a very big chiddush. A new concept. Shmaino minei midmeikim hamavrir v'amarkiv mishunetei avav mishezreya. יש תלוד אלי תלוד וחולון נכלול עם בלעב בכלל עבר הניטי הוולדו של זריה כי הניטי הנה הצליחו של אילון בארץ ומסגדו כהמפלו הזר על הארץ יצמח והזיימר עמוקים שזיימר באילון מסגדו עמוקים ההוא ומייסי פריס ונמצא כניטיה לפי כוח אמרינון בזיימר חייב משום ניטיה ואם הוא זיימר בצורך לעצים so ונמצא כשזיימר חייב משתיק משמרנו ומתור זה איזה מזריקה, that's something else. So the רח שיטי is that ניטייה is it a lot of the ריה. And זיימר is not it a lot directly of the ריה. Because there is a very insignificant resemblance between the ריה and זיימר. But there is a substantial resemblance between Niteya and Zeina. And there is a substantial resemblance between Zeriah and Niteya. So Mimele, so we have a derivative, that's it a lot there, and we have a told of it all day, a subderivative. This is the Rach's unique sheet. Now the Ritvo, not the Ritvo, the ordinary Ritvo. I mean, but the Ritva, that's not the Ritva, the ordinary Ritva, it's another issue. But I mean the Ritva that came out. So he mentions here certain shittas. Now he says in Rashi something very strange, the Ritva. Eime af mishim zereya. Pirush Rashi is al, di obidlo, al bahad zereya le mechayev lechot. Vikshu b'teisve. So he mentions many times Rishani mentioned a certain taste, we don't have it here. The Ikshu b'teisves. Dim kein zeime chayev mishim teya bilvat, yobid lo bad zareya, chayev tal? So, monefshach. So, if zeime is chayev mishim teya, so if he zeime, so suppose he would be zeime by itself, nothing else. He would be chayev mishim teya. So it should follow that if he is first Zereya, and then he is also Zeimer, he should be Chayev Shtai. V'yev Shalim Akei. Do Kotone Shekulam Loch Ha'achasei. V'in Chayev Al Kulam Ha'achasei. So right, so that's not such a strong cash. Because Zeimer is Chayev Mishmiteya, Zeimer is Chayev Mishmiteya, according to Rashi, that Zeimer is Etelode, and Niteya and Zereya are both of us, so it's main up. So Mimele, he cannot be chayev shtayim if he's Zereya and he's also Zereya and he's also Zeimer, because Zereya and Niteya, that's the same av, it's main av echot, and Zeimer is a telode. So it's not the kashi. But anyway, the Ritva mentions that kashi in the name of Tezus. But what is important is the teretz that he gives. Nirali litaret lidas rashezav. The hosom kishosom kula. The chivin diiken iteya mifter. How do we know? Maybe he's chayev shtayim. Maybe he's chayev shtayim. So he says kula melachas achase. So it's mentioned that he's not chayev shtayim. כולם לחץ היו מחייב על כולם לחץ. So we see that if someone is Zeimeya together with Zereya, he's not Chayev to Chatois. So he says a very strange Teretz. Niro Ritari to Das Rashezal, the Hosom Kisho Hosom Kulom, the Chibn Dike Niteya, Mifter of Zeimeya Baad Niteya, Vahayne the Porishon Rav, the Chule Lekel Chatasachas, Avol Beis and Mixosom Bilvant, Efshah Shochayev Shtayim, כן זיימר ויזריה ונמצא ריבו המלוכס ממה איתה קבונס. It sounds like a paradox. So he says אין לכנן in regard to Tesis Kashi. Tesis Kashi is if זיימר is חייב משום ניטייה, is it all day of ניטייה? זיימר, רשי says that זיימר is it all day, is it all day of ניטייה. So if someone is זיריה and he is זיימר, he should be חייב to חטויס. And Gemara says כולם לא חסכסה. אז ריה, זיימר, הניטייה, בפרייס הסל, אז ריה, זיימר, הניטייה, אמרו, אמר, כולם חסה. ישראל ומורן חטוס. So he gives a very strange תרץ. He says, when does the price say that ישראל only one חטוס if he did all the three things? So if he was a ריה, and ניטייה, and זיימר, then ישראל only one חטוס. But if he does just two things, זיריה, and Zeimeir is chayv to chatois. I mean, that's so strange. If he's a reyan, niteya, and Zeimeir, he's chayv one chatois on. But if he's a reyan, and Zeimeir, not niteya, he's chayv to chatois. V'nimtzo ribu, and he says it in Rashi, v'nimtzo ribu hamloches mimayit hakabonis. I mean, so the picture doesn't even make sense. How is it possible? What's the logic of it? But he says it, the ribu. He says it. If someone Zeimer is a tolder of Niteya, Zeimer is a tolder of Niteya. So Mimele, if someone is just Zeimer, he's just Zeimer. So Mimele, if he's just Zeimer, so he's just Chayev. So it's Chayev one Chatos. Mimele, if he's Reya and Zeimer, he's Chayev two Chatos. But if he's Reya and Niteya and Zeimer, so then he's chayev only one chatos. Zereya and Zeimer chayev two. Zereya niteya and Zeimer is chayev only one chatos. It's a very strange thing. So we have to explain it somehow. I mean, it's a big chiddush. With no matter what the explanation is, it's still a very big chiddush. So now, the Ramach, because if Mishnah mentions the name of the Ramach, that only Zereya was in the Mishnah, Niteya was not in the Mishnah. I mean, that's the Mishnah, because the Mishnah in Perek Zayin, Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Beis. So he mentions in the name of the Ramach that Zereya was in the Mishnah, but Niteya was not in the Mishnah. Niteya was not in the Mishnah. Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi, in Tshuva Lamed Vov, he says that Niteya was also in the Mishnah. Was also in the Mishnah. Now Rashi says explicitly, Zereya av meloch, v'niteya name av meloch. Dehainu Zereya. Ela sheze bizroyim v'ze bilonis. But apparently we have to say, I mean certainly in that Ritva. So we have to say that he holds, that the Ritva holds, like Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi, not like the Ramach, that Niteya was also in the Mishnah. Niteya was also in the Mishnah, as Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi says, because they, certain samonim they had to sow, and certain samonim they had to plant. All kinds of samonim that were needed for the being a Mishnah. So then you'll ask, Monefshach, if Zereya was in the Mishnah, and Niteya was in the Mishnah, so it should be counted as separate of it, just as Zeire, Beire, Merakeit are counted separately. So the answer is no, there's a difference. We see the Gemara makes a distinction between Zeire, Beire, and Merakeit on one hand. So the three are very analogous to each other. And suppose only one would be in the Mishnah, so the others, he would be higher for the others too, even if they hadn't been in the Mishnah. But all the three existed in the Mishnah, and they are counted separately. if someone is here and bear and racket is high three chatois, and cases and dosh were also both existed in the Mishkan, and they're not counted separately, but it's counted together with dosh. So we see that sometimes you have two types of work that are very analogous to each other, and both existed in the Mishkan, and so sometimes they are counted separately. Let's say in regard to Zeira, Bera, and Rakeit, all the three, they are very similar to each other, and if one existed in the Mishkan, the others would also be Meloches on the basis of the similarity to the thing that existed in the Mishkan. Since the three of them exist in the Mishkan, so in spite of the fact that there is a very great analogy between the three of them, so they are counted separately, and sometimes, let's say, as in regard to Dosh and Kesesh, it's counted only as one. So if we say, like Hamsal Ashkenazi, that Niteya also exists in the Mishkan, still, since they are very similar to each other, Zereya and Niteya, Zebizroim and Zebilonis, so even though both existed in the Mishkan, so they are counted as one of, not as two. So Zereya and Niteya are both of us, but it's the same kind of Av, and both existed in the Mishkan. Now Zeimer is itelode. Zeimer, so he says, Zeimer is itelode. Is itelode of Niteya, and apparently we certainly see from Rabbi Hanan's shite, because Rabbi Hanan says that Zeimer is the telode of itelode, because Niteya is a telode of Zereya, and Zeimer is a telode of Niteya. So we see that there is a greater affinity, a greater resemblance between Niteya and Zeimer than between Zereya and Zeimer. So even the Rishenim were Achilik and the Rach, and who reject this concept of telode and telode. But this we see from the Rach Shite, that there is a much greater affinity between Niteya and Zeimer than between Zereya and Zeimer. So the Ritva says in Rashi, the Hosom Kishosom Kulo, the Chivndi Keniteya, so Mifter Avzei Meir Bad Niteya, because in the Halacha he holds that when one brings, let's say, someone was Niteya and he was Zeimer, and there is a very substantial resemblance between Niteya and Zeimer. Niteya was in the Mishkan and it was the Av, and Zeimer is it a lot. So Memele, he brings only one call. So what's the pshat? Now Rashi in Balakami says, that day some dollars. Oh, when the Gemara says, "Umayike binav l'tolode, nafkimine di lovish te obis badode, inamish tol badode, mechai va kochod l'chod. Vi lovid avi toldi di deilu, mechai va l'chod." So Rashi is loshini is l'mechai va l'chod. Avi toldi di deilu, mechai va l'chod. A'av miloche, aval atoldi di deilu, mechai. It's a very strange wash. If somebody, let's say, is a reya, imam is a reya, in addition, he poured water over grass. So it's an av and a tolde. So it's chayev only one. So he's chayev one av and the zereya, but on the tolde, he's not chayev. But suppose he would just water the grass, he would be chayev. And if in addition to watering the grass, he also is zereya, so he's only mechayev chuyev for zereya. But on the tolde, for watering the grass, he's not mechayev. Why? I mean, what kind of a pardon did he get for watering the grass just because he was a real man? It's a very strange expression in Rashi. So we see from Rashi that Rashi shite is, and that's a chiddush. Now the halacha of the lodes is a special zeras hakosuf. Mehino oves, mehino tolodes. So there is a pasuk that there is a halacha of the lodes. What does tolodes mean? Tolodes means if there is a substantial resemblance between one type of work and a type of work that existed in the Mishnah. So Mimele, it becomes a Torah on the basis of that resemblance. That's the Xerasakosu of Meheino. Heino Oves, Meheino Telodes. So since there is a resemblance between watering grass and Zereya, so Mimele is higher for watering grass. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that the Xerasakosu of Meheino, Heino Oves, Meheino Telodes is that it's an independent chiyuv, it doesn't emanate. The chiyuv of the lode does not emanate from the chiyuv of the av. It's independent completely. Or since the whole miloche, the whole shem miloche of the telode is based upon the fact that this meloche bears a substantial resemblance to the meloche of the Av, so mimele, it's not a completely independent mechayev. It emanates from the chiyuv of the Av. We could say it's completely independent. In other words, and it's completely independent mechayev. Or, it's not completely independent mechayev. It emanates from the Av. It emanates from the Av. Now, if it emanates from the Av, so Mimele, but suppose he just waters roi, he waters grass, so then he's mechuyev. But if he does both, he's a reya, and he waters grass, since the chiyuv of the telode emanates from the chiyuv of the Av, so Mimele, it's not that he's chayev one chatos for the Av and the telode. No. Since the whole chiyuv of the telode emanates from the chiyuv of the av, so when he did both, so the chatos is brought for the av. Mimele, it's mechaper for the telode as well. That's a big chiddush. I mean, I would say, if not for this Rashi, I would say the contrary. It's not, after all, true it emanates, even though it emanates from the chiyuv of the av. But he is chayev because it emanates from the chiyuv av, so he is chayev for watering the zroin, just as he is chayev for being zereya. So we see from Rashi now, if the telode is the only meloche that he did, then he is chayev for that because it emanates from the chiyuv av, and he didn't do any av. But if he did both the av and the telode, so on account of the fact that the telode emanates from the av, so he brings, so the korban is brought, the chatos is offered for the av. Mimele it's mechaper the telodels. This is what Rashi says. Lo mechayev alachode av meloche, aval atolde dedei lo mechayev. When there is no av, just the telode, so he's chayev to bring the av, the chatos, and the telode. But if there is an av and a telode, he did both. So then he brings, so the chatos is brought for the av. Mimele it's mechape the telode also, which emanates from that. It's a big chidesh, but that apparently is Rashi Shita. So mimele the Ritva says, kishosom kulom dichi vendi keniteya. So he mifter av zeimeya bahag niteya. In other words, Niteya and Zereya were both in the Mishnah. And so each one, even if the other one had not existed, so each one would be enough. But since both exist and there is a perfect analogy between Zereya and Niteya, one is in Zroim and one is in Eronis, so Mele they're not counted as separate others. But there's one up. But Niteya is enough, not because it is analogous to Zereya. Niteya is an av for the same reason that Zereya is an av. Zereya is an av because it existed in the Mishkan. Niteya is an av because it existed in the Mishkan. Not because of its analogy to Zereya. But on account of the perfect analogy that exists between Zereya and Niteya, so we can't count them as two of us. So it's one av. But each one is the same av on its own merit. not on the basis of the merit of the other. Niteya is an av. Is an av on its own merit. And Zechariah is an av on its own merit. But both happen to possess the same merit, the same iris. One is in Zechariah, one is the other. So Mimele, Zemeya becomes a telode of Niteya. Becomes a telode of Niteya. Not of Zechariah. But Zechariah and Niteya, that's one av. But how is the telode of Zemeya constituted through the substantial analogy that it bears to Niteya. So Mimele he says as follows. Kishosom kulom dichiv and dike Niteya. So he mifter av Zemeya bahada Niteya. Because Rashi Shittim Bavakam is that when one does an av and the telode, so then he brings only one chatos, and the chatos is brought primarily for that. But mimele agavuche, it's mechaber with the telode also. If he's just a say telode, then he brings the chatos for the telode. But if he was a senav and the telode, so the chatos is offered primarily, is brought primarily for the av. Mimele it's mechaber for the telode, whose iser emanates from the av. So in the case where he did all the three melachis, Zereya and Niteya and Zemeya, Zereya and Niteya and Zemeya. So he did Niteya also. And Niteya and Zemeya bears a very strong analogy with Niteya. So Mimele, the korban that is brought, so then he's chayev the korban for Zereya and Niteya. And it's mechape ragavuche zeimato. So in other words, he becomes mechuyev for Zereya and Niteya. He cannot say he becomes mechuyev for Zereya and it's mechape for Niteya too. Because Niteya is just as important as Zereya on the basis of its own merit. So if he was Zereya and Niteya and Zeimeya, so then he becomes mechuyev one chatos for both. For Zereya and Niteya. Not for Zeimeya. But Mimele, since he became mechuyev and the chatos is offered for Niteya, so it's mechape for Zeimeya. Mashenkei, if he's Zeimeya and Zereya, he's Zeimeya and Zereya, so there is no strong analogy between Zemer and Zereya. So then he has to, so, and there is a strong analogy between Zemer and Niteya, but not between Zemer and Zereya. So Meili becomes Mechuyev on the score of Niteya for the Melocha of Zemer, and is Mechuyev on the score of Zereya. This is, it's still a big Chiddush, but at least it makes sense. All right. Now, so that's one big chiddush in the Ritva, in the Chiddush Arif. Then he says, voidik shebeteisus. He has the kashi. V'im kein lo yhavel elimim katlish nechayev mishim kach. So he mentions the kashi of teisus. So the loshen is omar atchiyeh barashi omar avame zim echayev mishim neteya. והניטייה ומעברי ומעקב חייב משם זריה. So the Gemara says אין מאף משם זריה. So he mentioned the name of Teisves. Why does he use the lotion of חייב? He should say חייב, in other words, because what does it mean? אין מאף משם זריה. In other words, that if someone is מעבריך and מעקב together with זריה, so he's חייב one. If he's מעבריך and מעקב together with ניטייה, he's חייב one. He's חייב one. So why does he use the lotion of chayev? That's Teisus kash. Voidik shebi Teisus dim kei lehavu lemin katlish nechayev mishum kach lekach pirish rizal dil yinasroi yekoma sheim itiru bizeimeya mishum mitei achayev avol im hisro boi mishum zerei haispota. So when the Gemara says that zeimeya is chayev Mishum Zereya, so it means that, so he says Shemizir Bizemeya Mishum Niteya Chayev אבל אם יזירו בי משום זה ראי יספוט. So it says, אימי אף משום זה ראי, אז אימי ישחייב אף משום זה ראי. Needless to mention that ישחייב משום זה ראי. In other words, there is a closer affinity between Zemer and Eteya. But he's chayev also Mishim Zereya. But Mishim Eteya more than Mishim Zereya. Why? So he mentioned the name of Teisves. Why is he chayev on the score of Eteya more than on the score of Zereya? After all, it's the same thing. So he says as follows. Dilinyan Asroyekoma. She mischu bizema Mishim Eteya chayev. Avol mischu bei Mishim Zereya poter. דלי מוסיק הזמר עדיין דוד מלוכה שיש בו משום זריה ויסובו הוא דאחוכה מחייך בי וביהוכה ניחה הודי מפורש ליל כולו מלוכה אחסי לינשין החייב אל האחס פירש דלי עשרו יהוקומה דלי אהבה זמר בכלל זריה אהבה זמר בכלל זריה. So he says that veim rebitesves di kula ovesni ki di mashma lishni di sef di guf di ktone kula melachasachas vi chiboy le meim adav et told them before shle behed vi lu yisro bechol achas men mishum atzma michiyu bemechayev el dash minon rav di lasnuye bizei meia lasruye בזיימי המשום זרעי הלוי מחייב, יצאי לעשוי בזיימי המשום זרעי הלוי מחייב ממיתן למור. So he mentions in the name of Teis, that Teis ושיטה is that everything is an av, like the Rambam Shit. זרעי is an av, ניטי is an av, מעבר חמרק is an av, and זיימי result is an av, like the Rambam Shit. But he says לגבי עשוי there is an av כמיני, if the עשוי, if someone is זרעי and they did המסרעים משום ניטי is חייב and if they did mamasrehim mishum zereya ispota. So the lotion is why, because achuchem chaychadei, because he might mean that they are just making fun of him. But I mean, that's it, that's not a lomdish explanation. I mean, he probably means something else. Now if the Ritvo had adapted the sheet of the Rach, so then we could understand, then it wouldn't be difficult, because the sheet of the Rach is that Niteya is the Lord of Zereya and Zemer is the Lord of Niteya. So then we could understand what the Ritva says. If Teis Veshite had been like the Shite Zarach, if the Ritva had said that Teis Veshite is like Shite Zarach, because in as much as Zemer is a subderivative of Zereya, so Mimele there is no substantial affinity between Zereya and Zemer, because it's only a subderivative. Mashain came, there is a much closer affinity between Zemer and Niteya. So then we could understand if we are Masreim on the score of Niteya is higher, because Zemer is just a derivative of Niteya. But if the Edim are Masreim on the score of Zereya, and Zemer is the only subderivative of Zereya, is not higher. But the Ritva says in the name of Teisves, in the course of mentioning this sheet of Teisves, the Ritva also says Veimri Miteisves the Kula Ovesni. So in other words, so Teisves Shite is not like the Rach, that Niteya is Itilode, that Niteya is Itilode of Zereya and Zemeya is Itolded at all. Everything is an Av. Niteya is an Av, Mavrich Markel is an Av, and Zemeya is also an Av, like the Rambam Shite. So Mamonim Shech, if all are Oves, so why? And when, so it's all mein avechot, all is mein avechot. Now if all are mein avechot, so just as if the asroyet is on the score of Niteya is chayev, because he is master on the score of its kindred av. So Mimele, when he is master on the score of Zereya, should also be chayev. He says if he is master on the score of Zereya, so kosova achuche mechayev. But what does he mean by that? So again, we have to say in Teisves. In Teisves Shite, we also have to say what that he doesn't agree with the Ramach that only Zereya was in the Mishkan, Niteya was not in the Mishkan. No, that Teisves also agrees with Rabbi Nevi'im Ashkenazi in the Chumash that Zereya and Niteya were both in the Mishkan. because in the Mishkan they had to sow certain things, certain samonim, and they had to plant certain samonim were derived from trees, and certain samonim were derived from zroi. So each one was, so in other words, so niteya was an av on the basis of its own merits, for the same reason that zereya was an av on the basis of its own merit. Masheinkin zeimeir was not in the Mishkan, but why zeimeir also an av? So the Rambam, that's the Rambam shitemeina, even though zeimeir was not in the Mishkan, but there was such a great resemblance, not just a substantial resemblance, but a total resemblance, a full resemblance, that it's Meinav. So Mimele, Zeimeir has a total resemblance to Niteya. Zeimeir does not have a total resemblance to Zereya. So Mimele, the reason as to why Zeimeir is an Av, because it bears a total a full resemblance with Niteya. So Mimele, so in other words, the whole Shem Av Meloche of Zeimeir is grounded in the Meloche of Niteya, but it's not grounded in the Meloche of Zereya. If there hadn't been a Meloche of Niteya, just the Meloche of Zereya, then Zeimeir wouldn't be a Meloche. Zeimeir is a Meloche because just as Zereya was a Meloche in the Mishkan, so Niteya was also a Meloche in the Mishkan, and Zeimeir bears a full resemblance to Niteya. So it's grounded in the Meloche of Niteya. It's not grounded in the Meloche of Zereya. So Mimele das Roye has to be on the score of Niteya. It doesn't have to be on the score of Niteya. If it's Masre on the score of Zeimeir, it's also Chay. That's another Shaile. That is Toru. But here it certainly, even if we say like the Washington Tesis, that every Tolde has to get the Asroye when someone is a Tolde. So the Masre has to be Masreim on the score of its Av, and if it's Masreim on the score of the Tolde itself, not on the score of its Av, it's not Chayev. But I don't think that would have relevance to Zeimeir and Niteya, because Teisve Shite is that Zeimeir is Meinav, not the Tolde. So Mele, when does Teisve, we can say it's Mistaber, that when is there one Loshen in Teisve, that every Tolde, so the Eise, Bimezit, has to get the Asroi on the score of its Av, and if he gets the Asroi is Meiv, on its own score, on the score of the Tolde, he's put there only when it's the Tolde. Mashenkin Zeimeir according to Teisves is an Av. So even according to that Loshen Teisves, if the Asroye is made on the score of Zeimeir by itself, he's Chayim. But suppose the Asroye is not made on the score of Zeimeir, it's made on the score of Niteya, he's also Chayim. Why? Because even though it's main Av of Niteya, but it's Meloche, the whole Chalishem Meloche is grounded in the Meloche of Niteya. Mashenkin, if the Asroye is made to the Zeimeir on the score of Zereya, and the reason it doesn't bear an analogy with Zereya, it bears a full analogy with Niteya, so then it'll be fine. That's the issue. Then he says, Uri and Atilode in Mechayev Mishim Asroid and Avshen Amel Eloi Mechayev Vasroid Avdidei Pluk Tei Bitesus. That's the Tulish Enes Bitesus. Umeiri Miforesh Di Rav Porish Lom Di Chi Kotone Kulo Melocha Achasei Di Chi Kotone Kulo Melocha Achasei Di Mashma Da Ave Oves Hayne Mishim Zereya Vinitea Avol Kulo Ido Och Toldesni. Then there is another sheet he mentions Mishimeire, that's probably the wrong. So he shit is that the Zereya and Niteya are both obvious, but Mavrich and Markif and Zeimeir are Atelot. Yes.
But the issue is related to the free yourselves by Hashiva Hashiva Mishkan and Hashiva.
I don't see why it is.
Because whether Zomer has to be in the Mishkan or not, but Niteya would be in the Mishkan. So
it
maybe it's kosher, but once she holds it, doesn't have to be in the
Mishkan.
It's an
Av,
it's kosher, even though it's not in the
Mishkan,
according to the
Washington. All right, I mean, that would be good according to all the shittes, because Niteya, once we assume, like Rabbi Nitzal Ashkenazi, that there was Niteya. All right, but once we assume, Rabtzal Ashkenazi says that there was Nitiya Samonim just as there was Riya Samonim. So once we assume that there was Nitiya in the Mishkan, so then, according to all the Yosoyes. No, it's Choshev also. All right. You could say, but why should we say? I mean, all right, Rabtzal Ashkenazi discusses that, whether Nitiya is as Choshev as Riya or not. But once we assume that Nitiya was in the Mishkan, then we certainly can say that it's just as Choshev as Riya. Alright. Now, let's go to the tasteless, Tafangim. Let's go to the tasteless, Tafangim. Voice is Shnei Botinil. Zorich Lifore Shlomo Pirishkan Uveireg Uvipetzea Uviteifeya Uvikesei Shio Tveini Bishop. Tasteless does not say kosher. There is a difference between the expression kosher, teime, and so on. When Teisves says kosher, so it not teime, so then it means that it's difficult. But when Teisves says totally foreign, so it doesn't mean that it's difficult. It requires an explanation. So it does not necessarily mean that Teisves didn't know the explanation. It could be that Teisves knew the explanation, but Teisves considered the explanation so simple that he didn't spell it out. That's all the Taser says. The shiur that is mentioned, the shiur mentioned here, so what is it? Let's say, Ligabi Kesi, the Mishnah spells out the shiur, Shteyesias. Now, let's say, Teifei. So, what is the shiur? Shtey Tviris. And then, Eirik, also, Tzvei, two. So, Pitzeya, two. Mashenkin, let's say, the other shiurim. So, let's say, Kigregres. So, in other words, when is Eifek Kigregres? So it's actually one maise. When somebody, let's say, bakes bread. So how does the meloche of baking, how does it manifest itself, the meloche of baking? Let's say, when first you mix the dough, and then when the dough is all mixed and kneaded, and it's ready to be put in the oven, you put the dough in the oven. So whether the dough is a small piece of dough, a mash, or the dough is a big piece of dough, so it's one act. It's one act. In other words, the dough you usually put in a tray, in a pan, and then the pan with the dough in it, whether it's a small dough or a big dough, so you put it in dough. And that's the melocha v'afik. Let's say, suppose the dough that is in the pan is less than a grey grass, so then you have potter. And if it is a grey grass, so you have higher. So, when it's a grey grass, are there two mices or one mice? One mice, and suppose the dough has 1,000 grey grass or 10,000 grey grass, as long as it's one big dough. So it's a single act of afir. So the shiur is a shiur. So the shiur of kigregres is a shiur how much, not how many acts of in the meloche we have to do. We have to do. Mashein can hear when one is case of shtei yes. So when he writes one os, it's one act. When he writes two ACS, there are two ksives. When one is teifeir, or is eireik, when one is teifeir, one tefillah, one stitch. So that's one act. That's one act. And he makes two stitches, so it's two acts. If he's eireik, one chut, so it's one act of arige. If he's eireik, two chutim, so there are two acts of arige. So it's a different kind of a shio. Now, Da fein dalet, so we'll see that Rashi shite da fein dalet om dalet. You probably went over the Gemara. So Gemara says, "V'chimut alef is poches mechishio." Let's say poches mechigres. Nei v'chiyu pchatos leke isiva miike. The kaim lo chot ishio otom nater. So Rashi applies the aloche, the concept that's very strange, but that's Rashi shite. The aloche of chot ishio otom nater that is deduced from kol chilev. Rashi applies it to shams. Of course, most Rashi machilek. The Rambam is chilek. Smashma, the thesis is chaylik. So they hold that it's only in the rabban. Ha'ifeh chotzik regres is only in the rabban. But Rashi shita is that ha'ifeh chotzik regres is also in the reis. Is also in the reis. So Rashi requires an explanation what relevance has this aloche of chotishio that is deduced from kol chaylev to Shabbos. But that's Rashi shita. Now, so it does not necessarily mean that just because, according to Rashi, if somebody is losh or is eife, a chotzik regres, so is eiver and isa deraise, that Rashi would apply the same thing to a case eife secha, oi sechot, or teife or tvira achas. No, it could be that Rashi would be made it, that when one writes only one os, so then there is no isa deraise. We could say that. It could be, I'm not saying. Maybe Rashi would apply the aloha of Chotzishio, Ligabi the Chotzishio of one or two. But maybe not. And we could argue the other way. Let's say, we could conceive a shite. Let's say if there had been a rishi who says that when one writes one os, so he's either the Isa of Chotzishio, so it wouldn't necessarily mean that he must agree with Rashi Shite that when one is Eve, Chotzik Regres is also Eve Chotzishio. I don't know if such a Rish. I only know that Rashi Shite is that vis-a-vis Eve, Chotzik Regres, so there's an Isa of Chotzishio. So that it does not necessarily, you cannot necessarily deduce from there, draw the conclusion that according to Rashi, if one writes one os, he's also Eve Isa Chotzishio. But maybe yes. And if there had been a Rishi who says explicitly that when one writes one os, he's Eva the Isa of Chotishio, so he couldn't draw the conclusion that he agrees with Rashi Shita da Fein Dalet that when one is Eve, Chotzik Regres is Eva the Isa of Chotishio, because it's two separate, different kinds of Shiur. The Shiur of two ACS or two Chutim or two Tfires is a Shiur in the number of Melachas. How many Ksives? A ksive of one os or two ksives of one os. But in the shiur of chotzik regres, so it's the same act. Whether it's a chotzik regres or a whole regres or a thousand regres, as long as it's one single dough and you put it in the oven. So that's the melocha vafir. So it's a different shiur. Alright. Yes?
Would someone say of Shabbos, maybe without the two osios, these two things, maybe since it's not niskayim or it's not like siksiva, it's not intelligible without two osios, then it's not a maisik siva. The Mishnah asked him before, that it's not a maisik siva without two osios. Mashen ki bishul, the culture is maisik bishul.
No, I know. I mean, it's a different kind of a shiur. The shiur of kregres is a shiur in how much you have to be afe. And the shiur of shteisyes is a shiur how many are in tfire or in tefe, or is a shiur how many acts you have to do, how many acs we have to write. So it's a different kind of a shiur. But it could be that according to Rashi, the chotis shiur also matere, just as the priceless shiur of chotis kregres. It applies to the shiur too. Right. Now, so when Teisves says, Sorokh Liforish, Teisves is only saying that it requires an explanation. Lomo Pirish Kanu Veireiku Vipitzea, why in the shiur of how many milochas he has to do, so he mentions. And in the shiur, how much, he doesn't mention. Teisves doesn't say what the reason is. Hakesha Vamat, Sorokh Hiyun. So Tesis says this topic, and then Tesis mentions that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rach. Now, in regard to certain meloches, so there is an element of almenas. Kireya is chayev if it's almaslitve. So say. Is chayev if it's al naslivnis. Meirek is chayev if it's al naslichti. How about matia? So in all these meloches where there's an element, a prerequisite of manas, so one meloche is just the reverse of another meloch. Now here, matia is the reverse of keisha. So maybe here too, matia requires that it should be al minas like liksha, or not, since the Mishnah doesn't spell out that matir has to be al minas likshe. That's the subject. Tzorchi mechayiv matir shol yam maslik sherloi. Umleitonu lekitonu mirech kom maslik tein lindagnik, doch nam lektonu seisar maslimis. Ufeg maradnikin amrinam behedin bina seisar maslimis. Ufima shepirish rashi bigmore. Di misram alei trei kitre. Di misram alei tei kitre. Ba'adode, bishnei chutim zeh itzel zeh. Shor echad umani achad, mashma di mechayiv ולא yam maslik sherloi. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, how did Matir exist in the Mishnah? How did Matir exist in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Kshira b'mishnecha, Omar Rove Shechen Keshrim, he said this all. How would Keshra Maslahatim? El Omar Abaye, this deals with Keshra. So then the Gemara says, Omar Rove, Teratz to Keshra, Matir Mayit Lameimar, how did Matir Keshra Shokayom exist in the Mishnah? וחיתי מביא משרה מלא התריכות הכיפרה בעדודה שור אחד ביקות אחת. So Rashi explains that it means if he had two nuts, so in the Mishkin the Eisim Roche in the Mishkin they found two nuts in the Yeriye, so they are sometimes they found it necessary to untie one and leave the other nut intact, because the second knot was unnecessary. So if they found two knots, so then they untied one knot and they left the other knot intact. Hashto if the melabos of a dominating king, if the melach malach hamlochim, hakodesh boch, hezigin al marove, isim rav lo yishachin tzolich halos in keisha matir. All right. But how does Rashi explain the misram leitrei chute kitre ba'adode? Kidadode, shor echad vikot echad. In other words, that if there were two knots, so sometimes they untied one and left the other not intact. The Rach explains it differently. The Rach explains shechei b'misam le'trei chut v'kitre ba'adode. Let's say suppose he had a chut and then it was nifsak in the middle. So it was nifsak in the middle. So it was nifsak here and it was nifsak here. So he made the kesher here and he made the kesher here. Then they decided to take it off. So they untied this kesher, and the middle piece of the chut they threw away, and then the two ends they brought together and they tied it. This is how the Rach explained. Now Stacey says, ופי מה שפירש רש"י בגמרא דמשחא וכתר בדוד בשני חוטים זה אצל זה שור אחד מלי אחת. In other words, that they untied one knot and they left the other knot intact. Masha mechayiv b'lo yam laslit shem, because it was only necessary for them to have one knot, and they saw two knots, so they untied one. So the untying of the one was not for the purpose of being kasher again. So that's the way it exists in the Mishkan. Naturally, if it exists in the Mishkan, shalo yam minas likshaya, so maybe one is chayiv matir even shalo yam laslit shem. ולושן כיתה למשמע כברו שלהי קרשס פשט אבל רח פירש וכי משמע בירושלמי כשנפסק חוט בשני מקיימיס וניקשה מתירים ויזק שורים ומשליחים לחוץ אמצועים וחייזכים וקשכים שתי הורושים זה בזה ואין ביהו לקשר אחד ופי זה משמע דבוי מתיר המסליק שם. So the way it was, it existed in the Mishkan, so when you tie it, it was for the purpose of taking both hands and making a kesher, so it was a matir al menas likshir. So since in the Mishkan it existed in the form of matir al menas likshir, so memele, so the melochet, so that's the tzuras al melochet. In other words, that it has to be matir al menas likshir. Now, so Rabbi Kveidia is midayik in the chidushim, is midayik from this, and especially he discusses it in connection with the Tesis and the next Tomet. Vitzorach Leitzim, we'll soon see. Alright. So is Midayik from this. So what is Tesis saying? Tesis is saying that on this, first of all, Tesis says a Shaila. Whether the Aloche of Matir is only Shayach, the Chiyuv of Matir, is only Matir al Maslik Sheir, or Matir Ekeshesh Lokayome is Chayev Yidm Shaloy al Maslik Sheir. Why did it occur to Tesis' mind that maybe matir is only chayev amnas likshem heichateise? The Mishnah doesn't say it, the Gemara doesn't mention it. Heichateise, the answer is because we could draw an analogy between matir, let's say, and meichik. So just as meichik, which is the opposite of kesi, so he's only chayev meichik licht, just as kereya, which is the opposite of teifa, is only chayev kereya maslitva. Just as seiser, which is the opposite of bein, is only chayev maslivneis. So maybe matir, which is the opposite of keisher, is only chayev maslikshem or not. So then teifa finally comes to the conclusion that it's tolu in the machlekes rashi and rach, according to Rashi. So when the gemara and Hava, I mean, even though in the maskone of the gemara, the Gemara says tzolich halozeh, but in the Hava Mine, the Gemara mentioned an example of matir in the Mishkan. So according to Rashi's pshat, it was shaloy amnas likshaya. So mele even shaloy amnas likshaya is chayev. According to Rashi's pshat, so in that Hava Mine of the Gemara, the matir in the Mishkan was amnas likshaya. So mele aliv de emes, it is amnas likshaya. So Rabbi Kveidia points out one thing. So we see from this thesis, after all, the whole basis for the possibility of such a halacha that matir is only chayev because of an analogy with kereya, with seiser, and so on. So we see from this thesis that the reason as to why kereya shaloy amnas litvia is poter is not because if it shaloy amnas litvia is mikalkol, so there is a loche of mikalkel in pturi. Because if the whole reason as to why kereya shaloy amnas litvia is poter is based upon mikalkel, now matir shaloy amnas likshir is certainly not a mikalkel. Now Tesis mentions machlekes Rashi and Rach, but in either case, and Tesis says according to the Rach's pshat that in the Mishkan, so it was a maslikshir, so matir shaloy amnas likshir is poter, but even though he's not mikalkil, because Monevshech, if the matter shalom aslikshir is mikalkil, so then it goes without saying that he's potter. So there is a general principle that kolam kalkulim turim. So what's the purpose of discussing it? So obviously, when Tesis discusses this question as to whether matter shalom aslikshir is chayv or poter, and then he comes to the conclusion it's totally machlekes between Rashi and Rach, so Tesis has reference to a case where mikalkil is not. So then Tesis says, so Tesis is a topic, is he still poter? Matter shall be a maslichel, even though he's not a mikalkel, because of his special aloche that it has to be matter al maslichel. Just as there is a special aloche, it has to be kirei al maslitveya. Oh, there is no special aloche. So it's a raya that the chol apoches in regard to kireya shall be a maslitveya. He is poter not because of mikalkel, even if he will not be a mikalkel. Kireya Shaloya Maslitve would be potter, because if there is a shita had been that the only reason is why Kireya Shaloya Maslitve is potter is because he's a mikalkel, and in the case where someone is a Kireya Shaloya Maslitve and he's not a mikalkel, he's chayev, so then of course Matir Shaloya Maslitve where he's not a mikalkel should be chayev. So it's a chayev from this taste, this is Rabbi Kireya says in the Chiddush. So it's a chayev from this taste, the thesis that Kireya Shaloya Maslitveya is poter even when he's not in the cult. So Memele thesis says the guy, I saw him raise this shaila, how about Matir Shaloya Maslitveya where he's not in the cult? Is he chayav poter? And then thesis says it's totally machlekes Rashi and thesis. But Kireya Shaloya Maslitveya is certainly poter even if he's not in the cult. So the kasha that Rabbi Kireya and Chidushim asks is from the Gemara in Oireik. From the Gemara in Oireik. So the Gemara says, if somebody is Kireya Abgodim on Shabbos because he wants to discipline in Shedibase the members of his family, so then if he is Kireya just Bechamosi, just like that, he loses his temper and he tears the baguette, so then he's in cult. Because Kola Kireya Abgodim Bechamosi, he will even have his own. So he's in Mikalka. But if he doesn't, so then he's not in Mikalka, he's Chaye. So he's Chaye. But he's not on the street fair. He's not on the street fair. He's not going to sew it up again. It will remain tall, lay on void. Certainly that's not his intention to sew it up again after he disciplines his children. So still is chayev. So we see that there is no requirement, special requirement of al naslitva per se. The reason is why we say kireya al naslitva, the Mishnah, the reason is why the Mishnah says kireya al naslitva, because normally if it's shaloy al naslitva it's a mikal. But in a chaname, if the situation is such that it's shaloy al naslitva but it's not mikal, it is chayev. So mimeles, how can there be any question in regard to Keshe, to Mati, Shaloyam Naslikshe. That's the Kash, Rabbi Kireya in the Chiddush. Now, but I would like to go over another Kash, Rabbi Kireya, but then we have to go another piece of Gemara, and then we'll go over the thesis of Tzorach Leitzim, and after that, we will go over the other thesis, Mishim Zareya. Alright, now let's proceed with the Gemara. Omer Avkan, where we left off before. Zeyme of Tzorach Leitzim, Chayev shtay, achas mishum keitzer, v'achas mishum neteya. If somebody plucks out twigs and he needs the twigs for some purpose, so then he's chayev two chatoyis. First of all, by plucking out the twigs, so he promoted growth, so he's chayev mishum neteya, and also since he needs the twigs, he needs the eitzim. So he's chayev mishum keitzer. He's chayev mishum keitzer. All right. Omer Rav Yosef, Haiman di kotla spaste, chayev shtayim, achas mishum keitzer, ve'achas mishum neteya. So if somebody cuts hay, so he's also chayev to chatoris, achas mishum keitzer, ve'achas mishum neteya, because by cutting the hay, so you promote a better growth of grass. Omar Abai, Haiman the Konif Silke, one who cuts beets, Chayv Stein, Achas Mishum Keitzer, the Achas Mishum Zareya. Now let's see the Rashi. Vitzorich Leitzi, Leasoke, Mishum Vitzorich Leem Havet Erode the Keitzer, Vitzorich Namelikzer, the Kotlas Paste, Shachas, the Keitzer Neise Gimu Pomim Bechidesh, the Chayzer Vitzmeir, the Konif Silke, Chaytech Tradin, beets, Minam Chuber, the Chayzer Nugdel. Now, I would like to go over first the thesis of Zima Mitzorach Leitzim, because there is a shaychas between the thesis of Zima Mitzorach Leitzim and the next thesis of Mitzorach Leitzim. Zima Mitzorach Leitzim Chayev Shtayim. We hold the Omar Bifil Zebele. Su Chazil Aru Gavre Da Havik Okosa. So, he was spooning in a vineyard. A certain person, so in other words, Reb Chiya bar Zanuke, Reb Shimon ben Yitzodok, they were, and Rish Lakish, so they were walking together on the road. So they noticed certain things. They noticed certain laxities in Shmiras HaMitzvahs by certain Jews. So Su Chazye Lahu Gavre, so they saw a certain person, a certain Jew, he was spooning in a vineyard. Omalehen, Kayin Vizoma. In other words, not that the fact that it was a Kayin is important. I mean, Kayin or no Kayin. In other words, such a miyuches, and he was not Zoya b'mitzvah. He's not Zoya b'mitzvah. It was in Shemitah. So he was spooning in Shemitz. It's in Meloch. Kayin Vizoma. Omale, Yochlei Malakil Beisabada Mitzvah. So one of them said, he can say maybe he's doing it because he needs the twigs. I mean, he was spooning, he was plucking out twigs from the vineyard. He needs that. Maybe he was melamed zchus on it. He says maybe he needs the twigs in order to make a bale for the wine press. Out of these twigs, he wants to make a bale for his wine press. So memele, if he plucks the twigs with the purpose of making it bail out of the twig, so he's not even the Yisrael of Meloche. The Yisrael of Meloche Mishvitz. That's what he says. So Tezis has the Kashi. Here we say Zim of Yitzorach Leitzim Chayiv Shtai. Vod Omar Felix the Beira. Su Chazil Aru Gavad Avik Kosach. Omolein Kim Vizomi Omolei Yochalei Malilakul Bisabada Nitzorich. So in other words, he's not even an Yisrael of Meloche Mishvitz. So the question is, what kind of a limit schus is it? Assuming that it was like that Kayin was plucking twigs in order to make a bale for the wine press to keep the pulp of the grapes in that bale. So it still was Eivir. So Avagav Docho Machayev Mishum Niteya. But here we see that even when he's Eivir, because he needs the twigs, he's still Eivir the Yisar of Niteya. And it's not such a shvi, not allowed to be niteya, because it promotes better growth. So what kind of a limud schus was it for this care? Hoso mayre b'chai gavne she'inu ilo misakin b'kachelo miskalki. When do we say that when one is aimer, when he plucks out twigs, even though he does it because he needs the eating, so he's still chayiv mishum niteya, if as a result of the plucking out of the particular twigs, so the growth will be promoted. But if the growth, a better growth, will not be promoted as a result of the plucking out of the twigs, then it's not chayiv shteya. So there he said, so he meant la'akol b'sabad anitzorich. Maybe he does it la'akol b'sabad, and no better growth is affected by plucking out the twigs. So there is no chiyuv of niteya. So this teretz is a very understandable teretz. But Tesis in Sanhedrin, I asked you to go over there, and the Mashal and Mashal. So, as the same kashe, and Tesis gives a very strange dance. Le'akil b'sabad anitzot. V'koshe, di mikol mokeim, ma bikach, mikol mokeim have mashbiach hakeret, di oche amrin om perik al god, hazei meyav v'tzorich le'itzim, chayev shtayim mishum keitzir mishum niteya, oche name v'chayev mishum avidas niteya. So what kind of a limud schus was it? V'yesh leima, now, there was the original girse. The original girsa was V'yeish Leima the Ovid Lei Be'ese Inyan the Vadai Koshalei the Lekel Lechaivi Mishum Keitzer. Kidam, that was the original girsa. The Ovid Lei Be'ese Inyan the Vadai Koshalei the Lekel Lechaivi Mishum Keitzer. Kidam Rinon Gabi Shabbos die Shane Gabi Shabbos, dem Leches Machshavis Osoteiro, wo mi sab dem Machshavte, aber Gabi Shvis in Leser Akeiche dem Ashbiach HaKarke, aber hoche Kashele, it's not good for the Karke, vichai gab nisho, ki dice perik amiches asfim. So the original Gilse was, the Ovid Lei Beis Einyan, the Vade Koshele, the Lekele Chai Ve Mishim Keitza. The Lekele Chai Ve Mishim Keitza, ki damu ni Gabi Shabbos. Then, there was another Gilse, was changed into another Gilse. And v'yesh leima the Ovid Lei Beis Einyan the Vade Koshele the Lekele Chai Ve Mishim Keitza the way it appears here. That's the new Gios. That's the new Gios. And the Mashal accepts the new Gios. The new Gios. So how does the Mashal explain Teisves? How does the Mashal explain Teisves Teretz? The Ovid Lei Beis Einyan the Vade Koshele. So mele the Lekele Chai Ve the Lekele Chai Ve Mishum Keitza. So why does he say Kidamrinon Gabi Shabbos, Dishani Gabi Shabbos? Why does Teisves have to say all that? Let Teisves say what he says here in Shabbos. Now, when can he be Chayev Mishmiteya if as a result of plucking down the twigs? So he better growth is promoted. But in that particular case, no better growth was promoted. So the mainland was no Niteya. Why does he have to talk about Melches Machshavos? It's all unnecessary. So the Mashal says, his gear is divided koshele lechaive mishum niteya. So he says, but even though it's koshele, it's on one hand, it is koshele, because the twigs, as long as they were on the ground, so they fulfill a certain function. But at the same time, there is a certain advantage in plucking out the twigs too. So there is a little bit of benefit. So mimele, gabi shabbos, even if it's koshele, is chayev. Because in spite of the fact that it's koshele, but there is a certain benefit will also accrue to him. It's both. Sometimes when you pluck out certain twigs, so on one hand it's a detriment, and on the other hand you become divested of the twigs, and on the other hand there is a certain benefit accruing to the owner of that plantation. So mele gabi Shabbos, where there is a loch of leches machshavos asotor. So the motive is important. I'm trying to explain the mashal's lomdus. So the kavone of the person is important. So the mele, even though objectively the detriment might more than outweigh the benefits, but he wants it. So since he is interested in plucking out the twigs, in spite of all, the whole detriment, because of the little benefit that will accrue to him. So in other words, so subjectively, it is important for him. And by Shabbos, Melechus Machshavos Asotor, so the subjective attitude of the Eise Melocha is important. Mashenkin Gabi Shviz, so there is no Alocha of Melechus Machshavos, so the subjective attitude of the person, the fact that he prefers the little apparently insignificant benefit over and above the detriment, so is of no significance. So Malan seems, objectively speaking, the detriment is more outweighs the benefit. So Malan is spot on by Shviz. This is how the Mashal explained it. Pirish. Voisav the Mashal, the Pirish. Apple Gav. The koshele, avogav the koshele, she is kalkel yeseya, mikol mokim miatimech. It's both. On one hand, it's miskalkel. There is a substantial detriment, and but miatisimeach. We have a kriteya. Avogav ishvi soyer sheyashbiach haikarke viyisakim bozeis. So of course the Marsho doesn't like this kind of pshat. It's a deichet. So the Marsho says as follows: leatel bisabad ochanam lechayiv. So the Mashal adapted the new Girse, the Ovid Lei Beis Einyan, the Vade Koshele, the Lekel Chayiv Mishum Niteya. Now, Bitfusim Chadoshim Igiu BeBeizam Kemeis Niteya BeMokim Keitza. In other words, not only is the Tfusim Chadoshim mentioned Niteya in the Kashe for Chenam Lechayiv Shaveris Niteya, but even the Teretz, it's also mentioned Niteya. נפוס החדוש. הגיעו בבייסם כניסי תהיה מלוקים קיצה, כי זה הגויס משל, אין שם. אבל קושי, דמי יכריח איסום לחלג נשאני גבי שבס, דמלכס מחשבס. דמלכס מחשבס, דוסגי בלעב אוכה, דאוכה עירה דובית לבייס עניין, דבדי קושי. ווי דס תייסס אפטו? Mention such a big chidesh, Tesis could say the ways he appears to be saying here on Shabbos, that we are dealing with the case there in the Sanhedrin, we are dealing with the case where it's completely in detriment. That's all, there is no benefit accruing. It's not Tzimeyach Me'at Yeser. No Tzmiche Me'at Yeser. Just detriment. So that then it will be much more simple. Why does Tesis have to apply it to such case? ומשל שכוסה בזה הוא נשאר בסנאמה אבל כפקו שלה איננו אלו דברי נביאוס ודבורים תחוקים מצד עצמם ונצריכים כמדיעי כאלויוק מבפשיטוס שפיה דובד לבי סעניין דמסוקים בכך כמי זה מבקוונים גם כושה ליטויס כזה שנופל בספורים ישנים בייס פורמים קיצה ומוקים יותר גם יש לי דלג בדבריהם מהו צחוכו ראיו מפרק הספינו תהיך לי כושה לישור הדבר תהיך לי כושה לילה של יותר alright then he says ועל כוחו הנראה לקיים כל נסחויס הישנס בתייסה שלפוננו בתרוצון דלקה לחיים שם קיצה. So he says no, we should be gerus in the teret, in the kashe, we should be gerus the way the mashal is gerus. הוכנמי לחיים שם אבידס נטייה. But in the teret, we should be gerus the way it appears in the ספורים ישונים. וישלימה דעובד לי בייסי עניין דבדי כושר לי דלקה לחיים שם קיצה. כדאם רינון גבי שם. So he says, דאי רוח דאובי ועל כל אחד נראה לקיים כל נשרוי את הישונה שביטייסו של לפנינו בתרוצו דלק לחיים משום קיצה וליל ביקושיו שום ועדי נופל טויס ביטייסוס קיצה מוק ניטייה וכן צורך לימה משמע וידס ניטייה ויש לימה ולפי שרוע תהיה למטה בתרוצו דלק לחיים משום קיצה חושב להגיע גם כן ליל משמע וידס קיצה ושיעוד דבריהם דמיקורי קשר לי בפשיטוס כיוון משביח הקרם הוכנה מנחייב משמע וידס ניטייה ותרצו ויש לימה דאירה הוכה דובד לי בייסיין ניקוש עלי מה שאין כי בשבוס דאירה בדובד לי בייסיין דמיסוקם ביקח וכמישי כוסב התייסי פרק על גודל ושוב הוסיפו האוכל לאימא ולקה לחי ונאמי משום קיצר כדה אמרים גבי שבס דיוודאי למקרה בעצם קיצר אלא נשאנה גבי שבס אבל גבי למקרה בעצם קיצר חייב משום קיצר ומחשבס עושה תאירו ואיסב דמחשבתי בצורך להם כמו שכוסו התייסי שום וריש מריקותן דיהו במקרה בעצם קיצר אבל גבי צורך לעצם הוא יחייב לרבי יהודה וזה שכוסו אבל גבי שביס אין לעשר משום קצירה אין לחי וידלב מחשבת איטליה מלסה אלו בקצירה ובעצם למקרה קצירה להיך את המשביח הקרקה יש לעשר משמתיה so that word so the Masho explains the thesis very well the Masho's fiat is he involves a very big dechak he says as follows that Tesla says that there in the case of that Cain who was pruning twigs in a vineyard so it did not conduce a better growth so it's the same teretz as Tesis gives here on Shabbos. But Tesis was bothered by two kashes. What kind of a limud schus was it against this Kayan? After all, the Kayan apparently was a two melochas in Shviz. Because in Shviz, Neteya is also in Shviz, and Keitzer is also in Shviz. Keitzer is also one of the melochas that is Asur of Shviz. So Mimele. So in respect to the East, to the Meloche of Niteya that is also in Shviz, so you understand. Le'akil b'sabadu tzorich. So in other words, he did not do it in order to promote growth. On the contrary, the growth was not promoted as a result of the plucking or out of the twigs. So there was no Meloche of Niteya in Shviz. But he still was Navalian. He did it in order to make it bail out of the twigs. So it's a Keitzer v'tzorch le'itzim. Keitzer v'tzorch le'itzim is a Meloch in Shabbos, and Teisves assume that similarly it is a Meloch in Shviz. So that Kayan was still in a valley. So what kind of a Limitzchus was it? So Teisves says as follows. Teisves says two things. In respect to Niteya, so there was no Niteya, because no growth was promoted but as a result of the plucking of the twigs. In respect to Keitzer, he did it for the purpose of using the twigs to make a bale for the wine press out of the twigs. But as far as Shviz is concerned, So there is no Iser of Tzir. True, Keitzer is Osar Nishlis. So what kind of Keitzer is Osar Nishlis? Keitzer Tzwe, Keitzer Peiris. Because Tzwe is Emidli Kotzer. That's the purpose. What's the function of Tzwe? Why do people sow Tzwe? Why? In order to have a yield of Tzwe. And then, once they have a yield of Tzwe, what do they do? They are Keitzer the Tzwe. So Peiris, whether it's Tzwe or Peiris or Ilon, any kind of Peiris, are immediately Kotzer. So mainly it's Derach Ktzira Bikach. So mainly there is a Nisa Meloche of Ktzira in Shviz. If somebody is in Shviz, he's Keitzer Tzwe. If somebody in Shviz is, let's say, rips an ovim in the regular way, So then, he's ever a nisa meloche. Mashein ken, if somebody in Shviz is keitzer eitzim, stam eitzim are not aimed with tzire. The usual function of eitzim is not that it should be nikzer. Sometimes certain people, they chop down a tree, or they pluck out twigs in order to use the twigs for a certain purpose, for fuel or to make a bale, whatever the reason is. But usually eitzim are not aimingly kotzer. So mimele, when a person is keitzer eitzim, it's not derech ktzira bikach. So it's not even a meloche, even though he needs it, and for an important purpose, subjectively he needs it for a very important purpose, it's still not derech ktzira bikach. So that was the limud zchus against this kayan, because this kayan, it plucked out twigs, and he was not either the iser of niteya, for the simple reason that he did this plucking out of the twigs did not promote any goat, and he was not either an iser meloche of keitzer, because the iser meloche of keitzer and shviz applies only to tweir to peiris, that it's the ktzira bikach, the arimidli kotzer. That's the whole purpose of sowing and planting peiris, tweir and peiris, in order to get a produce, to get a yield of tvuye, of peiris, and to be keitzer then, to be used lachile. But the purpose of planting trees is not to be keitzer the trees. Most of the trees are not chopped down, are not plucked out. So mimele, even if a person is keitzer eitzim, but since usually eitzim are not immediately kotzer, so it's not the ktzira, and it doesn't involve an iser of keitzer and shviz. So you ask, why don't he apply the same lomdes gabi Shabbos too? So why does Gemara say haketzer v'tzorich le'etzim is chayuv shtayim shem keitzer also, but it's not derech tzira in etzim? The answer is, by Shabbos there is aloche of meleches machsheves asotero. So the aloche of meleches machsheves asotero has an aspect of chumren, it has an aspect of kulo. There are kama v'kama aloches that we learn out from meleches machsheves, but there are many aloches of Melechas Achsheves which are expressive of Ikule. Let's say a Mikautu is Poter. Why? Because it's not in Melechas Machsheves. If Misasik is Poter because it's not in Melechas Machsheves. But Melechas Machsheves is expressive of a certain stringency in Shabbos. In other words, vis-a-vis, let's say, Shmite, Shviz. Shviz, so if a certain Meloche is not Derech Tzire Bikach, so even though subjectively it's very important for him, but it's not objectively, it's not the ktzira bikach, objectively. So even though subjectively the ktzira seitzim happens to be very important, so it's not a meloch of ktzira. Mashenkin by Shabbos, even though it's not, eitzim are not immediately kotzeya. They're not immediately kotzeya. Not immediately kotzeya. Objectively, it's not the ktzira. But if subjectively, in the specific case, he's very much interested in being keitzer the eitzim, so then it is a meloch. So that's a chumre of melachas machsheves. This is how the marsho explains it. V'yesh leimar, the ovid loy b'inyan, the vade kosherei. So mele, there is no chiyuv of niteya b'shviz. But then you ask, let there be a chiyuv of keitzer b'shviz. Dilek lechayvi mishum keitzer. And we should he adapts the old verse. Dilek lechayvi mishum keitzer. So kidam rinu gabi Shabbos. We cannot apply. We cannot be mechayev him mishum keitzer the way we do it gabi Shabbos. Why gabi Shabbos we do it? The shani gabi Shabbos. The melachas machsheves also teir. Over misal the machshavtei. Avol gabi shviz in leesir. Rakeichad mashbiach hakarke. Rakeichad mashbiach hakarke. So mimele, that is it refers back to niteya. So in other words, as far as niteya, so there is no chiyuv of niteya in shviz. in that case, because it was not Mashbiach, and as far as Keitzer, so it's not the Chitzer Bikach, because Eitzim anatimidly Kotzer, and even though he did it Lachel B'Sabbat, so it still does not become Imloch HaPtiret. But Gabi Shabbos, so the subjective attitude is important, because Mileches Machshev is also there. Alright, now we can proceed the next thesis. We talk later. Direct, the Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayev, Milocha Shinitzchicha Ligufo, Bein on Tzorich Leitzim, the Lemikre Beitzim Keitzeir, Elo Bein Yezeh, Mide Dehave Akerei Al Naslitveir, Umeichei Kamu Naslich. So, what does Teisa say? Teisa says, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, that Milocha Shinitzchicha Ligufo is Chayev, but here the Gemara spells out, Vi Tzorich Leitzim. But suppose he's not Tzorich Leitzim, he's what? In other words, what it means of Leitzim? Only when he's a chayev mishum keitzer, if he blocks out the twigs deliberately for the purpose of using the twigs, talk late. Otherwise, he's put even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then you ask, Vishleim according to Rabbi Shimon, you understand as to why the Gemara spells out we talk late. Only if he does it deliberately for the eight. Because if he doesn't do it deliberately for the 18, so it's Melocha Shinitzchicha Ligufo. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Melocha Shinitzchicha Ligufo is Poter. So why does the Gemara spell out Vitzorich Leitzim? So he says, here there is a special aloche. In the Meloche of Keitzer, there is a special aloche that if it's any Tzorich Leitzim, there is no Chiyuv of Keitzer. The Remikre Beitzim Keitzer, Elovin Yaze, Mide Dehave Akerei Al Naslit. Just as Kereya. So if it's Shaloy Al Naslit Veya, so it's Potter. So how do we see this is what Rabbi Kveger is Midaik? Here, Nagoyes and the Chidushi. So how do we see from this Teisves that Teisves is reiterating what Teisves implied in the Teisves of Akesha Lamatia? In other words, that Kereya Maslit Veya is not based just on the Deen of Mitalkil, because if Shalom Maslit Veya, so it's just an act of Kilko. No, even if it's not Kilko, but it when is Kereya Chayev only when it's a Maslit. If it's not a Maslit, there is not Chayev. Umechik al Maslichti. So there is a special aloche, it's Mashon Teisves, that Mechike per se is not a Meloche, but Mechik al Maslichti. Uchidom Rabbi Eichen Likamo. So this, what is true of Kereya, that Kereya is only Chayev if it's a Maslit fair, but if it's not a Maslit fair, even though he's not in the Kalkul, he's Poter, so by Keitzer, when it's all Leitzim, even though he's not a Mikalkel, he's still Potter. Because this is a necessary and essential ingredient in the Tzuras Amloche of Keitzer, that it should be Tzorich Leitzim. So he says, Uchidoma Rabbi Yechan, and then he mentions Raye, that Uchidoma Rabbi Yechan and Likamon, Bifirik Chovies, Echot Kvoshim, Ve'echot Shlochis. Kvoshim means when you soak it, let's say pickles. So you take a cucumber and you soak it, let's say in vinegar and something, so that, and that absorbs the vinegar, whatever it is. So that's kvoshi. Shlokis means you take, let's say, pears or peaches and you cook and you boil them in water. So and that absorbs, and the pears absorb the water. So echot kvoshim v'echot shlokis, whether somebody, let's say if somebody took a pickle and he squeezed out all the juice from the pickle, or he took a pear, shlokis, that was boiled in water, and then he squeezed out that the juice, that liquid, shows a socht only good for muta. If he did it because he wanted to eat a pickle that has no juice in it, so then it's even muta. But if he squeezed out the juice from the kvoshi or from the shlokis because he wanted to drink the mayim, the juice of it, the juice of the pickle or the juice of the food, so the juice of the food, so then he's chay v'chatos. Why is he chay v'chatos? Because of mifarik, of dosh. In other words, he's seichet mashke from an eichel. Let's say when you take grapes and you squeeze out the juice of the grapes, so that's Meloche D'Raisa. So here too he takes the pickle, the kvoshi or the shlokis, the food that was cooked in water, and he squeezes out the juice, the liquid, so Melei Seichet is mafrit the liquid, the mashke from the eichel. But only if he does it deliberately for that purpose, but not for the purpose of using the Jews.